True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're just getting in the car, the President Trump revealing this morning that they have the shooter in custody. They think they have the shooter in custody. And to be clear, it was not a minister that was the shooter. The minister helped in the turning in of the guy that they think is the shooter that was recognized from numerous videos that had been posted. We're waiting on a briefing from the FBI. If anything happens that you need to know, that we need to break in for, we certainly will, so you're not going to miss anything. I don't know if it's going to be Cash Patel, the FBI director, or not, but we'll see. Meanwhile, we're joined by Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Tommy.
Let's talk about the 49ers, and I got the depth chart open as I do every Friday. I got their offense against our defense. Have at it.
It's the walking wounded. No Brock Purdy, no George Kittle. Been some downtime, even in practice, for Christian McCaffrey and Trent Williams. And Trent gets a lot of just watch time. You know, he's still one of the best in the business. He still is, but he don't need no practice, man. He's practiced enough. It's what's that receiver for them? Because this offseason they dealt off Deebo Samuel to the Commanders. Brandon Ayuk, who they paid a lot of money to a year ago, is still recovering from a knee injury. They've got injuries to Juwan Jennings, who would have been their sort of number one guy, but he's nursing an injury, and he's questionable for this game.
Did all that happen during training camp, Mike, or was it in the first game?
No. I will say this. The 49ers sort of resemble what the Saints did a year ago and what they were a year ago. This is back-to-back years. And, man, I would question that. The training process here, you've got a bunch of injuries. You do have a much older team. You know, we always talk about that window of opportunity. 2 years ago, you were in Super Bowl, and you had the Chiefs. You had them and sort of left them off the hook at the end, and Mahomes caught them. And they're not going back to that position again anytime soon. They're an older football team. But they still had some talent now. But then now, again, injuries have ravaged this football team. When you talk about you lose your starting quarterback and you lose your starting tight end in the same game. And you talk about star players who you're paying a ton of money to. That's what you don't have in the lineup. So, man, this is a great opportunity for the Saints, Tommy. I'm not kidding you. A week ago, if you'd have asked me that, I'd have said, no way. 49ers win this game and, you know, win it by a touchdown, 10 points. Today, I don't feel that way at all. It's a great opportunity for the Saints to win a game at home. Mac Jones at quarterback. You don't have the kind of straw that turns to drink for them on offense in the passing game in George Kittle. I put a lot of my efforts towards stopping Christian McCaffrey.
An injured Christian McCaffrey, right?
And who is he's battled a calf injury, a hamstring injury. Where he's been really good against the Saints, not necessarily as a runner, as a receiver, because he's such a hard matchup downfield. But even in his days in Carolina, he was not the major impact guy against you as a runner, necessarily. It was as a receiver, where he'd always end up with 9, 10, 11 catches in a game for 80 yards or whatever, a touchdown. And he sort of spread you out a lot of different ways. Brian Robinson, former Alabama running back who was with the Commanders last year, is his backup. But this is a football team really struggling on offense because now they're picking people sort of off the streets to come in. Recently picked up Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who was with the Saints a year ago, cut by Seattle. And Kendrick Bourne, who was with the Patriots and cut. They brought him in. So it's been a tough roll for them. Hey, they got their own issues. Saints got them, but hey, they got their own issues. To me, this is an opportunity of that old cliche. It's not who you play, but when you play them.
We're not glancing over 44 for the 49ers, are we?
No, but, you know what Kyle can do for you. He's one of the best over the last, say, 15 years as a blocking fullback. He catches the ball well out the backfield.
That's what concerns me.
He's a good receiver coming out the backfield. I mean, he's not a matchup nightmare of what he can, because you know sort of where he's going to be at. But he's a tough, hard-nosed guy. You know, hey, listen, when you're blocking fullback, that's a tough position. And he's sort of a breed of player at a position that's you don't see hardly anymore. But Kyle's a heck of a player now. Mm-hmm. I will say that. And he's been a guy that I know Christian McCaffrey has just raved about. Never have played with a guy like him. So unselfish. To give up that opportunity to carry the ball just to be a blocker. He's like an extra offensive lineman when he's in there.
I know he can play. let's talk about safety. With the Saints, the safety position, we lose Justin Blackmon. Did they bring anybody in or not?
No, Julian.
Julian Blackmon, not Justin.
Yeah, Julian was lost for the year. You feel bad for him. This is back-to-back years. He tears his labrum in the first game of the year. He tried to play through it last.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Year, you could tell he was not the same player. And they're going to give that starting position to the rookie, third-round pick, Jonas Sanker. And so he has flashed it, certainly, in preseason and in the practices. Really smart guy from Virginia. They used him all over the board. He was a slot corner, free safety, strong safety. And now they've given him that opportunity. I would think that they're probably going to bring Terrell Burgess, who is a veteran who has played for Brandon Staley in the past. They're going to elevate him to the active roster just because of the experience there, and you don't have a lot of depth at safety. Mm-hmm. But the first guy to get the baton with Blackman out is going to be the Rook himself, and let's see how well physically he can do it. It's the mental part of the game of how many mistakes and can you cut it down to a minimum.
Mike, you know, before the season we talked about betting total wins and total losses, and I say I don't know about that bet because you never can tell with injuries. It's all about who you play and when and how banged up they are, and that goes back to what you said about maybe at the beginning of the season before last week you'd have thought differently about the 49ers than you do now because they are so banged up.
Yeah, and again, look how the 49ers have all their money kind of laid out. They paid Brock Purdy, and he won't play. They paid George Kittle, he won't play. They paid Brandon Ayuk at wide receiver, he won't play. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, McCaffrey and Trent Williams are still guys that you've paid a bunch of money on offense, but you got three to five that's not. Now, on defense, you better get a hat and a hat and a hat, and I say it three times.
We're going to pick that up. Nick Bosa. We're going to pick that up when we come back. We're going to talk Saints offense against the 49ers defense when we come back. Mike's reading ahead. 8:20, quick break here on W. Hi, Mike said 8:25. Mike said it before the break. Mike DeTillio, a quick reset. The FBI says they have the shooter of Charlie Kirk, and thank you, Tim. Charlie Kirk in custody, and we're waiting a hearing, whatever the FBI has to say. And as soon as we find out anything, we'll let you know so you're not missing anything. Mike DeTillier, our guest. Mike, we're now on to the Saints offense against the 49ers defense. You mentioned it before, a hat, and a hat. And he was the game, I guess, in a way, a difference maker in the game last week against Seattle for the 49ers. You're talking about Nick Bosa.
Yeah, he spent more time in Seattle's backfield than Sam Darnold did. Yeah. I mean, every play, and you could tell they were trying to chip him. They were using multiple guys. When we have all these camps here for linemen, and we're trying to show them what the pros do, Nick Bosa is a big part of that film study of what he is as a technician. And also, man, he's pedal to the metal on every play. You know, and people always say, well, I give 100% at work every day. Come on. That's not a reality check there. But you watch Nick Bosa, he gives about as close to that as you're going to get. Play in, play out, against the run, and also as a pass rusher. He's very disruptive. And last week, man, he put on a show. He really was something else to watch. If you watch linemen, that's who you want to watch. Is 97 Nick Bosa. And then, you know, behind him, number 54, Fred Warner, former BYU linebacker. He was just a rail thin guy. He's put on about 20 pounds since he left BYU. And he's a tackling machine, a really smart, instinctive guy. I think you can do some business against their secondary. Mm-hmm. The problem becomes,
Bosa out of the backfield.
It's keeping Bosa off, and then they use their first-round pick on Mikael Williams, University of Georgia, as another kind of guy on the other side to rush the quarterback. But Bosa's the guy, and that's why, you know, you're going to see what the 49ers are going to do to try to get a mismatch because they don't always keep him left side.
They move him around.
They move him around. Yeah. So normally he would go up against the right tackle if you're a left defensive end. But then if you saw it last week, they moved him to the right. Mm-hmm. And then a couple times they had him right over the top of the center. Mm-hmm. So they kind of try to keep you guessing. Robert Saleh, the former Jets head coach, runs their defense. He does a fantastic job with it. They are aggressive. They run to the football hard. And they're really good from an open field tackling standpoint. So you better keep Bosa blocked. But I think their secondary is vulnerable, especially at the corner position where you can do some damage against them throwing the football.
So you chip Bosa, you give Spencer Rattler some time, and then you work their secondary.
Yeah, because what they want to do from a run standpoint is they want to string you out. They want you to always get to the edge so they can use their speed and athleticism to chase you down. I think best way, run straight at them.
Yep.
Because that way it gets them from just teeing off and going after the quarterback. And Tommy, I'm honest with you. And I didn't think I'd say this. Saints got a real shot here. Real shot to get a W this coming Sunday. That line opened at 7.5. This morning, it's at 3.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to show you, to move a line 1 point, millions and millions of dollars got to roll. And it's moved 4.5 points in less than 4 days.
I hope you're right. I hope they win. Thank you, Mike Dettelier. We'll be listening to you over the weekend. Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. We come back, we'll talk to Michelle Berg, Vice President of Customer Service, about the Louisiana 100 plan as it relates to Entergy. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.